Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We caught a body over here at the Munson's trailer.
I don't even know how to describe it. I've never seen anything like it. Look, I need you down here ASAP to tell me what the hell I'm looking at or how someone could even do something like this.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together forever, we're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever. As I am talking to you, it is September 1st, 2024. That is the day that this episode was recorded. That is the day that this episode is being released to you, the stranger friends. But September 1st holds a little significance to Stranger Danger. Do you know what you were doing 7 years ago today? Back in 2017, I know what I was doing. I was releasing the first ever episode of Stranger Danger to the internet. Oh. Wow, 7 years. I was so young, so less mature than I am now. I'm glad that these 7 years I've changed. You know, well, I got older. I got 7 years older, that's for sure. But yes, 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 today is the 7th anniversary. Oh, wait. Would it be the 6th anniversary and the 7th day? Because think about it. Oh, no, no. The first year, it turns 1. It's the first anniversary. So this is the 7th anniversary, right? It's been 7 years. I know that. It's been 7 years. I'm not great with math. I know my gazintas. You know, everyone knows, you know. 5 goes into 25 5 times. 5 goes into 20 4 times. Yeah, I know my gazintas. I don't know exactly if I'm saying it right, anniversary, birthday, but it's been 7 years. 7 long years that Stranger Danger has been available to you, the world. There were times where I stopped doing it. I used to do it using archive.org, and I said, you know what? I did it for a while. It was fun. And then I kind of, you know, just stopped it. And then I realized, wait a second, there's some people actually listening to this. there's people out there, people like you, who have found the show. So I said, you know, I got to bring it back. I brought it back, and then what did I do? I was halfway through Stranger Things 3, and I forget, I don't even know why exactly. It just kind of, I stopped doing it for a bit. It is a lot of work to do the episodes the way I do. You know, some people have said, what do you just recap the episodes? Yeah, that's what I do. In great detail. And that takes, I just kicked the camera. And that takes some time to do. But when I'm done, it feels like I've created like almost like an audio version of the episode to share with you. And I feel pleased as punch when I get an episode done. So I finally got back on the good ship Lollipop. I don't know what I'm saying. And got the started, you know, finishing the episodes of Stranger Things 3 in time for Stranger Things 4. And it's just kind of been off to the races since then. Sure, there's breaks. I mean, we haven't had an episode of Stranger Things since 2022. Of course, there's going to be breaks. I try to fill those breaks with podcasts, special podcasts, mostly the book club. I've done rewatches of Stranger Things 1, 2, and 3. And now, of course, I'm here doing the rewatch of Stranger Things 4. In the meantime, I still hope to be doing more book club episodes and reading if you send in any clips or comments, reading those. Or, of course, any time that you send in a voicemail. Alan, I know you sent in a voicemail. I haven't got a chance to listen to it yet, but I have it bookmarked. I see it, and you will be featured in an upcoming episode of the book club. Unless, of course, you go on some crazy tirade with all kinds of swears and stuff. Maybe I'll bleep around it, but let's be honest. It's I would say 95% chance that it's going to be played, but I did get it. Thank you very much. So I'm definitely looking forward to doing more book clubs. I have a few things lined up. And I just bought the Dustin Experiment, the next novel in the Stranger Things novel world. Not the comics, but the novels. I pre-ordered it. It comes at the end of October. I'm traveling that second week of November, driving my mother-in-law down to Florida. I was thinking of saving the book for that time, but originally we were going to leave like right away, like November 2nd. I can't wait that long. I'm probably going to read the book and get something recorded and sent out to you way before that I leave for the trip. And in the meantime, I'll be continuing on through Stranger Things forever. So, 7 years in, I wonder, you know, what is next for Stranger Danger? You know, we have 1 year, one season left on Stranger Things. There's supposed to be another series, so I imagine I'll be covering every episode of that as well. I'm assuming there'll be more comics, more books. I'm hoping that I get to see the stage play. And if not, I would love it if Netflix, if you know anyone at Netflix, film, like do a film version of that. Like Hamilton, they did that with Disney Plus. Do that for the Stranger Things musical, the Stranger Things play. I would love that. Because if I don't get a chance to see it, I want to see it and I want to talk about it. But I don't find myself making my way to Broadway. Though I guess that is the easiest way for me to be on Broadway, is to see a big show. Anyway, my point is, it's been 7 years, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving. I will continue to talk about Stranger Things as long as there are Stranger Things to talk about. Now, let's not waste any more time. Let's jump into the next chapter of Stranger Things Forever, as we talk about part one of chapter two, Vecna's Curse.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, where was I? So, this episode did not pick up exactly where the first episode left off. I got my trusty notes again. In fact, it picked up someplace back a little further. Back and under the Starcourt Mall. It opens up with those last moments that we thought we were seeing Hopper for the last time. That nod he gave to Joyce, and Joyce realizing she has to do it when she turned the two keys, kablooey, blew up everything, saved the gate from opening. But what we didn't see there, we see now. As Hopper runs from the explosion, gets blown off a ledge, lands down on some other, I don't know, platform, and he's alive. Now, we knew that, right? I mean, we saw the note from the Russian doll, and now we can confirm that notes inside Russian dolls do not lie. They're like friends. They do not lie. So, if you ever get a note, it's inside a Russian doll. Again, I would say probably, you know, break it from a good 10 feet away like Joyce did. But whatever's inside the note, I'm almost positive it's telling the truth. But that was awesome to see him actually alive, to see his face. Again, that's a long time ago. That's still, what is it, 6 months, I think they said they were in California. I think I'm getting that right. But that was it. That's the only time we see anything of Hopper and Joyce in the first 10 minutes. We get the credits. Then, of course, we get to hear our one of our favorite songs ever. And I wrote down the first 10 minutes of this episode are mostly dealing with aftermath. First of all, the aftermath of the Starcourt under the mall. And then I stopped writing it, and I realized, well, wait, what was the other aftermath we were talking about? Well, Lucas, we deal with his aftermath a little bit. We deal with a little bit of the aftermath of what happened with Chrissy. And which is different from After MASH, which I'm sure I used that joke before, is a spinoff of the television show MASH, which is a spinoff of the movie MASH. Boom. So when we come back from the credits, it cuts to Max. I like that we start with Max, and I like their ability to give us someone that we know. They did it with Max in the last episode, and lead us into someone else. Or something else going on. They did it with Max again here as she woke up. And as you notice, she woke up with quite a start. So there was definitely some sort of nightmare going on there again. Even though she told her guidance counsel that she wasn't having them, she had one. And all of a sudden she hears all these sirens. I'm sorry, I know it's sirens, but my wife's late uncle, who's this old Italian guy, he used to say sirens. And I can't stop saying it. I say sirens all the time, and she knows I'm referencing him. So, sirens, everyone. The cops are coming in. We see the Hawkins PD flying in. We see Max and her mother on the porch looking, and her mother's like, oh, what did that Munson boy do now? I don't know if she had an accent like that, but she does in my retelling. The cops show up, and we do recognize some of these cops. We see, I wrote it down here, the first guy we see is Officer Callahan. And the last time we saw him was in the sauna test from Stranger Things 3. The other guy we recognize is not Officer Powell. He's Chief Powell now. Now, I know we all miss Hopper, and we all know Hopper is the man for the job. but Hopper's not there. So Chief Powell is a worthy replacement. The last time we saw him was all the way back in Mallrats, also in Stranger Things 3. We also meet Eddie's uncle, Wayne, for the first time. And it looks like he came home, opened the door, and found what was left of Chrissy. Immediately called the cops, who went inside, and, I mean, they reacted pretty much exactly the way you think they'd react. Max actually comes off the porch, tries to get a closer look of what the hell's going on. She sees Chrissy, like, the arm behind her head, just kind of, her face was turned away, thank God. She sees the broken form of Chrissy. Now, it doesn't show Chrissy's face, but Max saw Chrissy last night, so she knows that, you know, it's Chrissy's body lying there. And but then, before she gets another chance, another police officer, I don't know his name, I'm calling him Officer New Guy. Officer New Guy said, "Get back inside." And that's all we see of Max in these first 10 minutes. He yells at her. We go inside the trailer, though, and the police and the forensic teams are going over just about everything, while Chief Powell is on the phone with, I'm not entirely sure who he's on the phone with, but he's like, "Get someone down here to tell me what the hell I'm looking at, what I'm dealing with here. Is it the Indiana branch of the FBI? Is it, like, I don't remember if we find out." I love that this is kind of like, wait, who's he talking to? Is he just talking to someone back? Is he talking to GBI? The Juro, no, they're in Indiana. That's not Georgia. But is he talking to, like, the Indiana branch of the FBI? Is he talking to someone back at the force? Curious. But whoever he's talking to, that person on the phone is not the only one listening, because we have someone listening and we have another bank of, like, phone operators listening in. I apologize. I have bug spray, and I have little bugs, and I don't want to have mosquitoes. I'm outside again, by the way. I thought this would be fun to do. So we have someone's listening in. Now, why are they listening in? They're probably, who is it listening in? Is this the feds again? Is it the people who aren't the feds but work for someone else? Is it everyone, this resource, everyone, we know who it is, right? It's you-know-who. That's what we call him in Stranger Things world. He's doing everything he can to find Elle, right? To find Jane? To find Eleven? Right? Because it kind of comes out later, I think. Oh my God. It's so, like, I am excited to kind of remember little things that I haven't caught on. Someone's listening. That's all I know. And they realize that something is going down in Hawkins. Anyway, I reiterate that I love how, starting with Max, just that little thing, seeing she has nightmares, leads us to Chrissy and leads us to what the hell's going on in the trailer. And, you know, is someone listening to find out where Eleven is? And we know where Eleven is. She's at the airport. She's at the airport, and we see Mike coming off the plane. We see a fun interaction with Argyle talking about clothes. Mike and Eleven are all excited to see each other. He picked her these flowers. She loves them. She loves these flowers, even though he's talking and gabbing about them. Maybe they're too yellow. Maybe they're not yellow enough. But that's really not what's concerning her. She loves the flowers. But did you see the look on her face when she saw the card? And the card just said, "To L. Love." No, not love. "From Mike." From Mike? Really? From? Okay. That's not even, you don't have to say "I love you." You can just say "love Mike." That's a very open term of affection. "From Mike" is very cold and very distant. It's also very much a scared teenager, afraid to say things. That's really what that is. But you could see the look on Elle's face. And of course we get the first sense of awkwardness with Will. Will goes on, big smile, big hug. And Mike is like, "Hey, buddy," pat on the shoulder, the old, "Hi, how you doing, pal?" And Will's like, "Oh, hi." And he asks what Will's holding. He said, "Oh, it's his painting." He's like, "Oh," he said, "it's just some painting I'm working on." And he's like, "Oh, cool." Why would Will bring the painting to the airport? Because he wanted Mike to see it. Because he wanted to hug Mike. Because he missed Mike. Whatever feelings he has towards Mike has got to be very confusing to him. Very much like, because he must on some level, I know we get there eventually later on, but at some level it feels like he must know that the feelings that he has towards Mike cannot be, or will probably and most likely and won't be reciprocated from Mike. And we see that later with these tears and everything. But this is just the first moment of him realizing who he is and dealing with that, and probably all the crazy emotions of feeling of, well, however you have feelings for whoever you have feelings for, in this case, you know, his closest friend, and that weird awkwardness right away that he didn't get. And I think it builds upon through the whole season, but you just see that first little glimpse right there. We also see the first little glimpse of the lies that Elle has been telling Mike when she talks about her friends. Will's like, friends? Stacy and Angela. And he wants to bring her out for breakfast burritos, which Mike's like, burrito for breakfast? That's crazy. But he wants to go to the roller rink. He wants to play games. And the fact that Elle is calling Stacy and Angela, those two B words, her friends, the fact that she's even, it's almost like, why would she say that when she knows these girls are mean to her? I almost, hear me out, this is just a guess, I almost feel like they'll see that she has this cool boyfriend, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you are cool, let's be your friend. I think she was going to try to use Mike to impress them, and in doing so, they'll become her friend, and look, they were friends the whole time. I guess. This is just a guess from someone who watched this, you know, many, many moons ago. Pulling up the old notes. And as they're leaving the airport, they're having the time of their life laughing and chumming it up. Murray, we cross over. They didn't even realize they crossed paths. Murray's also going to the buyer's house. But he's there like it's a matter of life and death. It kind of is. But he's like yelling at the taxi driver to go. It's a matter of life and death. We jump over to Family Video. I never worked at Family Video. I did work at Flix Video. I'm sure I've said this a million times. I worked there for a few years in high school. Robin and Steve are there together. And they're just having a kind of a lighthearted chat about how Vicky laughed. And Steve's like, of course, that Muppet joke is killer. But she's like, I don't know. I feel like I'm talking too much and I say too much. She's afraid of having diarrhea of the mouth. She feels like she's doing it right now. She's very self-conscious about talking too much. She's like, I know what I want, but I'm afraid to go for it. You don't know what you want, but you're going out with all these girls all the time. I wish we could combine forces, because together we're like disaster. But, I mean, apart we're disaster, but together we'd be like the Wonder Twins, I think. They'd be like a combined force of dating perfection. In the meantime, they're trying to figure out what movie to watch, because you always want to put a movie on when you're working at the video store. She decided on Dr. Zhivago. Seems like, you know, I don't like those double VHS kids. You might be like young enough where DVDs are even like, oh, my dad had DVDs. When I was youngin', even when DVDs first came out, sometimes they'd be on two sides. I had a Goodfellas DVD. It was on two sides. The movie was so long. Well, it was long. It was like 3 hours. The VHS version of a movie like that would be two tapes. I had the two tape VHS version of The Abyss, I think it was the director's cut. And I think my brother had Goodfellas and maybe Casino, double VHS. You get through the movie, it would just stop, and you'd put another tape in. That's how we did it back in the olden days. And even in the 80s. This was in the 90s, too. Late 90s. But in the olden days, they did the same thing, Dr. Zhivago. The tape would only hold so much. It was two tapes, and of course, Steve did not want to watch it. But when Robin turns the TV on, that's the second time in these first 10 minutes we get from one character to another with like a seamless segue. It leads right into the next person. The third time, because we had the kids at the airport leading right into Murray, kind of, right? Yes, so that's three. Now we have Robin and Steve. They put the TV on, and instead of getting ready to put the VHS tape in, they see the news report talking about a body being found in the... What is it called? I have it written down here. Beep, bop, boobity, boop. The Forest Hills Trailer Park, where they must know that's where Max lives. I don't know how many trailer parks are in the area, if they know them by name, or if they know, oh, that's the park where Max lives. And on the news, when I saw the woman, I said, I wonder if she's a real reporter. And she is. She's a, I believe I have this right, real life reporter, Karen Greer, from in the Atlanta area. But she's also played a reporter on a ton of TV shows. She, you know, it's, I guess it's typecast, but she knows what she's doing. And if you want to make a reporter seem realistic, hire a reporter to play a reporter. So now we know that Steve, Max, and Robin know about the death. Max knows it's Chrissy. I mean, she saw Chrissy go in. She saw the body in the cheerleader outfit. It doesn't she didn't see her face, but I think she can put two and two together. She's pretty smart. Robin and Steve know there's a death. They're like, holy shit, something's going on. And of course, whoever's listening in knows about the death too. But as far as our heroes, our friends, it's now Robin, Steve, and Max. Max knowing the most of all. Who doesn't know about this is our friend Pukis. Lucas. I'm sorry. I wrote Pukis. You know why I wrote Pukis? Well, I'll tell you in a second. And I can't believe that didn't stick. You think that would do that. But we're outside. We see outside Benny's Burgers. We all know Benny's Burgers from the first season of Stranger Things, all the way back to 11, hiding out with Benny until they took Benny out and 11 had to go scram. But we're at Benny's Burgers. It's all boarded up. They don't use it anymore. But we see a bunch of cars outside. We see some teenagers stumbling out. It's boarded up, but the kids seem to be using it as a hangout. There's spray paint on the side that says winners only and 86 champs. And inside there, we stumble upon Pukis, as I said, which was a great, just a killer joke they should have used, because we see Lucas throwing up into a toilet. And then, oh, that's it. That's time. That's the first 10 minutes of Vecna's curse. What did we learn? We learned that Hopper survived the jump. We pretty much knew that. We learned that the cops know about the death. Max knows about the death. Max's mom, I'm sure, knows about the death now. It's on the news. So maybe Dustin does know, but he's probably, you know, talking to his girlfriend. And Pukis Lucas doesn't know because he's busy throwing up. But Steve and Robin do know because they had it on the news about the death of a Hawkins High School student at the trailer park. Mike is in California, ready to meet his girlfriend, who he says from. You really blew it there, bud. But they're all excited to go take them out and meet her friends, even though Will's like, what friends? Will had that awkward little hug. Argyle had a funny little moment about helping Mike get some cool clothes. And Murray is also in town. And as I said, did I say whoever's listening in knows that there's been a death in Hawkins, knows that something is up, and I'm wondering if they think it's somehow connected to 11. And that's it for the first 10 minutes of Chapter 2 of Stranger Things Forever! Thank you guys for continuing to support the show, for finding it, for listening, for watching. Not as many people are watching it on YouTube as they are listening to the podcast, and I appreciate that. But if you do use YouTube, search out Fans Not Experts. Search out Stranger Danger or Stranger Things Forever. I put a link to it inside the on the website of every episode. I'd appreciate it if you could just check it out. Even just hit subscribe. I do know that some people have been subscribing. Thank you for that. And you don't have to stick around there. You listen to the podcast. You don't have to double dip. But sometimes maybe you want to see this. And you say, oh, I'll just put this on and put it on in front of the family. Put it on the TV for the family dinner. What are you guys eating? Interesting. I'm not a Brussels sprout guy, but okay, that's cool. To each his own. But I do like broccoli. I've learned to like broccoli. So that's it. I am done. I am going to try to edit around the air conditioner over here, edit around the fact that at one point I walked away and put on a bug spray, so maybe my arms are shinier than ever. Happy 7th birthday, Stranger Danger. Thank you so much for everyone who has found this show and continue to find the show. That, no joke, is the most amazing thing. You guys are the most amazing podcast listeners in the whole world. And I mean that. I do. So listen, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Mastodon.social, and Blue Sky at Geek Mentality. That's probably the best place to find me. You can find the show at Stranger D Pod on Twitter, Stranger Danger Pod on Instagram. I don't really do that, but Stranger Danger Pod on TikTok. I'm there. I was thinking of turning the TikTok into my generic Geek Mentality. Someone else took the regular name. What's going on there? But I might turn it into that at some point because I'd like to use TikTok for all the podcasts that I do. But right now it's, you know, primarily for you guys, the Stranger Friends. So yes, fansnotexperts.com, strangerdangerpodcast.com, fansnotexperts on YouTube. Just find it. You could search it. You've already found it. Now, wait. Your uncle who's also eating dinner, tell him about it because he doesn't know. He doesn't know how cool he could be. And you could tell him that this is the point in the show where Mike ran out of things to talk about and he just rambles and rambles. It's true, I do. But that's it. I'm done. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing. Stay stranger, my friends. And remember, we are the ones who keep Stranger Things alive forever. September.
Fans Not Experts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.